Everything changes, but what do you do when your career, your life, your joy comes to an end because everything must change? We're talking about the life of a scallop diver in Lamlash Bay. It's on today's Pub Songs and Stories, number 282.
Event of the season. It's not my game, but you give me reason. You dance with kindness around the floor while your escort seems ready for war. His hand is tied around your arm. Your dignity, he's doing harm. I see you flinch to restore your calm. I will break the rules with all of my charm. Give me the favor of a dance. Give me the favor of a dance. She spoke of your generosity. Given that, then won't you please give me the favor of a dance? He lets us dance, though it's not my game. Then cuts it short and puts you to shame. Lay in the hymn and we dance on the floor. We draw our swords, ready for war. Give me the favor of a dance. Give me the favor of a dance. Spoke with such animosity. Given that, then won't you please give me the favor of a dance? I leave him lying in a puddle of shame. It might be fun, but this ain't my game. The cruel rules of your society are different than those for me. Give me the favor of a dance. Give me the favor of a dance. We prefer generosity. Given that, then won't you please give me the favor of a dance. We prefer generosity. Given that, then won't you please give me the favor of a dance?
Welcome to Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a sci-fi Irish musician and podcaster living in Atlanta, Georgia. The song you heard at the beginning was Favor of a Dance. It's from my brand new album, Come Adventure With Me. It's now available for sale. You can get some special goodies for a limited time. And if you want to find out more about it, then I actually did a story for it called Favor of a Dance, West Side Story Meets Firefly. That was on this podcast. It's inspired by an episode of Firefly called Shindig. So go check that out if you get a chance to. Today we're going for another walk in the woods, and I'm hoping this works out okay. But if you're new to the podcast, I want you to, make sure you send an email to follow@keltfather.net to subscribe to the podcast and follow it. And you can also go to pubsong.com for all the show notes. Ah, it's a beautiful day. It's a little bit cool outside, but it's a good day to go for a walk. And I was hoping to go have you join me on an adventure last week. And it did not happen, unfortunately. But now I got a new setup we're trying out. I have this microphone, a Shure SM56. All of a sudden, I'm drawing a blank on that name. But it's a Shure microphone that I usually use for shows, for gigs. And I realized, hey, I could use that for a podcast. My digital recorder has the ability to do just that. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm going for a walk. And I hope you'll join me for this little adventure. We're about to cross the local creek here. You can check out the water. I love the sound of water. It rained recently, so it's a little bit higher than normal, but not too bad. I have a new poll that is now on Patreon. It is for my album. What songs were your favorite on St. Patrick's Day Songs for Kids? I don't know if you actually got to check out this album, but you might have done it if you've been listening to the Pup Songs podcast for any length of time, because it was a kids show that I did years ago, and I recorded it live. Then I put the video, there was actually a video of it too, the full uncut version. That's on over on my YouTube channel. Then there's this podcast that I posted on. Then I turned it into a CD as well. Talk about using all the different mediums to get out of one item. It worked out really great. But yeah, so here I am having a new poll for you to vote on. You do need to be a patron to vote, and I really hope you'll consider becoming a patron of my music, because this is how I make a living. So many people I've talked to. I talked to my friend Vince Conaway recently, and he went to Greece, I think. He's a busker in particular. He plays a hammered dulcimer. Just amazing. VinceConaway.com if you get a chance. But he was out in Greece recently busking, and he shares some of his numbers, and his numbers were down significantly. Once upon a time, he could go to Europe and busk for a few months and, you know, pull in a decent income. Not anymore. Now he relies on patrons just like you to keep him afloat. So he was able to go doing there. His tips were down like I think 20% of what they used to be. I mean, that's intense. and yet he has patrons who help keep him alive and going. And that's kind of how it is with me as well. It is one of my many forms of income. I do have several Patreon pages, one for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, the Celtic Christmas Podcast, the Brobdingnagian Bards. Is that all of them? That might be all of them. I know there's a lot of them, and I appreciate support for each of them. And because change always happens, things always happen, and CD sales are down. I'm still trying to educate people about my album pens. There's actually a new album pen that's coming out soon, a couple new ones that will be coming out in the next couple of months, so stay tuned for that. But there's just a lot of things that go into making these things happen. And without your support, I don't know what I'd do. So thank you. Thank you for your generosity. Even if you're pledging, you know, as little as a buck a month, that's all you have to do. Yes, the minimum level I post on Patreon is $5 per month, but you don't have to do $5 per month. I set that up because it gives a basic level. Most things are available at the basic level because I give away a lot of stuff for free. There are some definitely some big advantages to being a $5 plus patron, but you know, sign up. You can also follow it for free. You don't have to pay anything, actually. But every little bit helps to keep this going. And of course, if you don't want to do a monthly donation, then you can always get my merch bundle over on Bandcamp. Upcoming shows. March 9th is the Sonoya Beer Company. That's this weekend. March 17th, I'll be at Wings Cafe and Tap House in Marietta, Georgia. And then off to Texas for Sherwood Forest Fair the last two weekends of the month, with a Dragon Con Filk Music concert with the Brobdingnagian Bards thrown in between there. And I should point out that I'm doing things a bit different. This year I'm going to have an Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers show. I'm going to have a Mark Gunn and Jamie Hauser show. And I'm going to have a Bard show, plus I'll have a solo show. So it's going to be a good time at Sherwood. Make sure you check out the calendar at markgunn.com. It's on my homepage to see the latest list of performances. I'm going to play you some music from the Byrne Brothers. P stands for Patty. This is from their album, The Boys of Durin. I keep wanting to say Durin because, you know, I love The Hobbit. Of course, this is one of the tracks that I really enjoyed for the Irish and Celtic Music podcast when I voted in the Celtic Top 20. So check it out. Here's the Byrne Brothers.
Out in the bright morning to take a pleasant walk, I sat down beside a stone wall for to hear two lovers talk. For to hear two lovers talk, my love, to hear what they might say, for I might learn a little more love before I go away.
E stands for bad as a post,
J for my love John,
W stands for false William O,
but Johnny's
Johnny's the fairest man, she said. Johnny's the fairest man. I don't care what anyone says, for Johnny's the fairest man. Sit beside me, love, beside me on the green. It's a long 3/4 of a year or more since together we have been. Since together we have been, my dear, together we have been. It's a long 3/4 of a year or more since together we have been. Oh, I'll not sit beside you, love, now or any time. For I hear you, love, I'm not a little lass, and your heart's no longer mine. And your heart's no longer mine, she said, your heart's no longer mine. I don't care what anybody says, for your heart's no longer mine. P stands for bad, I suppose. J for my love, John. W stands for false, William O. But Johnny's the fairest man. Johnny's the fairest man, she said. Johnny's the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, for Johnny's the fairest man. So I will climb my high tree, rob a wild bird's nest. Back I'll bring what I find there to the girl I love the best. To the girl I love the best, she said. The girl I love the best. But I'll bring what that I find there to the girl I love the best. B stands for bad, I suppose. J for my love, John. W stands for false, William O. But Johnny's the fairest man. For Johnny's the fairest man, she said. Johnny's the fairest man. I don't care what anyone says, for Johnny's the fairest man.
Already gave you some info about joining the Patreon club, the Gunrunners Club. So I'm going to tell you about the story of Myra's Lament for Lamlish Bay. I love this song and the story. So it all began in 2010. I did a Celtic invasion to Oban, Scotland. And it was a great, we had a great time. My wife came on it. My wife was pregnant at the time. That had some stories too. When we flew into Glasgow a couple days early to, you know, just soak in the sights and be a romantic young couple here. And my wife was also pregnant with my first child, and she got horribly sick that first day, and I was like, we were debating whether we should be going to the hospital because it was so bad. But it was a wonderful trip. Otherwise, she was better by the time, mostly better by the time the trip started. But one of the highlights of the whole weekend was going to this place called The Barn in Oban, not too far from where we were staying. Found a little restaurant. I called him up, said, hey, would you mind if I came over and sang some songs for my fans? And we'd have, you know, 15 people showing up to come eat your food and whatnot. And I said, yeah, sure, come on over. Get over there. We have some wonderful food. It was really tasty. Then I start playing some music. And there are some locals in there, and they are really loving the songs that I'm singing. In fact, one guy, Liam Griffin, he just is totally loving it. He starts calling all his friends saying, hey, come on down to the barn. There's some American playing music out here. It's really awesome. And it was just totally fantastic. Well, the evening came to an end. And, you know, he's saying how much he loves the music. It's great. And he tells me that he had, you know, had written this song. And he said, so he started, we had this little Kaylee, and he sang his song. It was called Myra's Lament for Lamlish Bay. And I loved it. I fortunately recorded it as well. So I was really happy that I got a recording of that song. In fact, I played it on episode number, I think, 85 of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You'll find a link to that in the show notes. But it was so good, I was like, I got to learn this song. And I asked him to email me. He sent me some information about it, which I'll tell you about in just a second. But I decided to, when I finally got it, I couldn't, it wasn't working for me, how my performance of it. It just wasn't, it lacked what he had. So I made some changes. I ended up actually rewriting the melody a bit. I turned it into more of a lament. So yes, you definitely want to listen to episode number 85 because lyrically and musically, it is different. Now, the music was all based on a song by Tommy Makem called The Boys of Killibegs, where that's a fishing port in Donegal, Ireland. He apparently sang it and played banjo with the Clancy brothers for that particular song. But it was gorgeous, and I decided to rewrite the melody a bit so that it turned into an actual lament instead of this rousing lament. And I'm going to read to you actually what he sent to me about the song. So he says, I plagiarize songs into local events. The one I sang last night, I wrote at 3 a.m. in the morning. My wife had been in a hospital 100 miles away for 2 months, and the chorus came to me, my head, while I was feeling sorry for myself. Simultaneously, the government had decided to ban us clamming in Lamlish Bay. I'd sustainably hand-picked scallops for 34 years. The trawlers and dredgers were destroying the habitat, and they wanted to ban them. But they done us in as well. A federal hammer to crack a wee nut. So the song is called Myra's Lament for Lamlish Bay. Lamlish is at the Isle of Arran. So I love the idea of this. One of the things I've seen over the past few years is I've been watching I subscribed to this newsletter for Scotland, Scottish Travel, and it's really impressive what Scotland is doing to make the entire Scottish industry sustainable. So obviously it has its drawbacks. You know, again, Liam's been hand-picking scallops, unlike, you know, the trawlers and dredgers who did horrible things to the ecosystem. But now I was actually, there was a, you can go, I came across this podcast, you can go for an eco, what was it? It's not scuba diving, but free diving, not even free diving, it was snorkeling, eco-snorkeling. It's like you can go snorkel and do it sustainably, and they have a whole system set up for this particular goal. And I was like, wow, really? That's a thing? and yes, it is a thing. And I was so impressed by that. So when I listened to the song, I read the lyrics to the song and really got into it, the story here, and I realized that it is a double-edged sword. Like everything when it comes to being eco-conscious and sustainable, and you know, it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, we need to protect our environment. We need to help, you know, reduce the amount of pollution, the amount of plastic we use. We should be composting. We should be taking care of our environment better. And it is hard for all of us. It's difficult, and which is why so many people don't want the change. But it is necessary for the future of the planet. So his words, I think, had some deep meanings for me. And plus, I add on to that fact that I absolutely love scallops. In fact, some of the best scallops we ever had were in Oban. Gwen and I still reminisce about the scallops we ate there. So I was very thrilled, though, to finally record Liam's song. Even though it is a slightly different melody, I feel like it does his story, a lot of justice. All right, so we're gonna go line by line, but it'll be a little bit different because this is not a song that I actually wrote. But here, let's go through it and see what we can learn together. I also have some translations that Liam sent me because some of the lyrics are in Scots. There are scallops in the sea put there for you and me by the Lord who reigns from heaven above. And the divers catch and sell, but we won't go to hell. We treat the sea with joy, respect, and love. And there you go. I think that's the important thing in any case, is to basically treat our land, our environment, with joy, respect, and love. I love that. When I was growing up, I did not spend as much time picking up trash when I went out for walks. I left things there, and I regret it now. But I still remember seeing some of the litter. I was in Alabama at a at a park, and there was these beer cans sitting there. I'm like, what the? Why, people? Why? And now I'm the one who tries to pick up those beer cans and put them in a bag and take them somewhere. The chorus goes, there's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye, to your bed that's dry and crisp and woman warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms, when the boys from Larrig's Glen come rolling home. Larrig's Glen, of course, is where they live, where Liam lived. There are rocks upon the shore. There is skerries even more. A skerry, which is not spelled like you might imagine, is a Gaelic for a reef. And there are skerries even more. And the trawlers, they are dredging to and fro. But the divers in the gully, for the seabed we don't sully, hand-picking is the way we choose to go. Again, noble. Next verse, but there today the sea is calm and the boat is full of clams, and swiftly we have cleared Kilbrennan Sound. So he had a couple notes on that. Clams, of course, is a generic term in Scotland for the bivalve shellfish. We fish for scallops, he says, pectin maximus. And a sound is a navigable stretch of water between two pieces of land, and this came formed by the Tarbert shore and the Isle of Arran. Sacks of scallops stacked up high, all our divers safe and dry, and soon for Larrig's Glen we're homeward bound. The final verse is the ultimate part of this lament, but now a new day's dawned, and time is moving on, and conservation is a game that they all play. And my work they cannot thole, and I'm told to sign the dole, no more for Larrig's Glen go to the sea. So thole is Leyland Scots, old Scots, my work they won't accept or tolerate, and the dole is the unemployment register. So, and my work they cannot thole, and I'm told to sign the dole. No more for Larrig's Glen to go to the sea. So there pulls in the lament. It is sad. I understand that that conservation can be difficult. And I think this is a good reminder also of our history. I went actually looking for scallop divers. I did find one video from a guy who dives for scallops. I wasn't sure. It was in Scotland, but I don't remember the details. But it really got me thinking. You know, there wasn't much else. There's a lot of, you know, tourists who are out there out diving, and not necessarily, you know, bringing them up, but more for, I think they do it as a touristy thing. But it raises that question. It raises the question, is like, you know, what is right when it comes to taking care of our planet? And I highly appreciate him for, you know, leading a sustainable lifestyle while he could, even before it became mandated. But I do feel sad for Liam. I've been trying to get in touch with him, and I haven't heard from him, you know, in a while. I emailed him recently trying to see if I could just show him my song, which he said, you know, go ahead and record. And he wanted to hear it, and unfortunately I can't get in touch with him. So hopefully maybe this will make its way to Liam in the future. But this song is on my new CD, Come Adventure With Me. And again, I hope you enjoy the new album, and you'll check it out. Go to markgun.com. You can find all the details. All right, without any further ado, here is Myra's Lament for Lamlish Bay.
There are scallops in the sea, but they're for you and me, where the Lord reigns from heaven above. And the divers catch and sell, oh, we won't go to hell. We treat the sea with joy, respect, and love. There's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye, to your bed that's dry and crisp and woman warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms, when the boys from Larrig's Glen come rolling home. There are rocks upon the shore, there are skerries even more, and the trawlers they are dredging to and fro. And the divers in the gully, for the seabed we don't sully, and picking is the way I choose to go. There's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye, to your bed that's dry and crisp and woman warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms, when the boys from Lerwick's Glen come rolling home. But today the sea is calm, and the boat is full of clams, and swiftly we have cleared Kilbrennan Sound. Sacks of scallops stacked up high, all our divers safe and dry, and soon for Lerwick's Glen we're homeward bound. There's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye, to your bed that's dry and crisp and woman warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms, when the boys from Lerwick's Glen come rolling home. Now a new day's dawn, and time is moving on. Conservation is a game that they all play, and my work they cannot throw, and I'm told to sign the dole. No more from Lerwick's Glen go to the sea. There's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye, to your bed that's dry and crisp and woman warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms, when the boys from Lerwick's Glen come rolling home. There's a wild and rolling sea bringing me back home to ye, to your bed that's dry and crisp and woman warm. And our loving knows no harm when I hold you in my arms, when the boys from Lerwick's Glen come rolling home. When the boys from Lerwick's Glen come rolling home.
Thank you for listening to Pup Songs and Stories. This episode was edited by Mitchell Peterson. You can follow and listen to the show on my Patreon or wherever you find podcasts. Sign up to my mailing list to learn more about songs featured in this podcast and discover where I'm performing. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on climate change. Have fun and sing along at pupsong.com.